Welcome to Startup Stories with your host Ankit, where we dive into the journeys of innovative entrepreneurs and the businesses they've brought to life. Today, we're unfolding the tale of Taha, a Turkish mechanical engineer turned entrepreneur, whose love for personalized gifts and a partnership with his father led to the creation of Lucas Gift, a thriving online business that crafts unique keepsakes for customers around the globe. From a small apartment in Houston, Texas, Taha and his father began their venture with a simple Etsy shop selling hand-sewn iWatch bands. But it was the addition of a personalized leather keychain that sparked their ascent to a $100,000 per month business. Taha's engineering prowess and his father's managerial skills were the perfect blend to scale their operations and expand their product line to include wallets, wooden nursery signs, name necklaces, greeting cards, and more. The road to success wasn't without its bumps. Taha shares the challenges of manufacturing, the pitfalls of relying solely on marketplace sales, and the lessons learned from costly ad campaigns. Despite these hurdles, Lucas Gift has maintained an impressive 4.9-star rating across thousands of reviews, a testament to their meticulous craftsmanship and commitment to customer satisfaction. As we delve deeper into Taha's story, we discover the strategic decisions that propelled their growth, like focusing on competitive pricing and leveraging organic search over paid advertising. Taha's insights into the importance of offering something unique in a saturated market and the power of word of mouth are invaluable lessons for any budding entrepreneur. Looking to the future, Taha envisions Lucas Gift evolving into a marketplace platform for personalized gifts. With a disciplined approach to investment and an eye on profitability thresholds, he's positioning the business to weather economic fluctuations and seasonal demands. As always, details are in the notes section. As Taha and his father continue to navigate the entrepreneurial landscape, they remind us that starting a business requires not just skill and determination, but also the ability to adapt and innovate. If you're inspired by Taha's journey and are contemplating your own entrepreneurial leap, remember his advice. Start with a specific goal, stay focused, and always be prepared for the unexpected. For those captivated by the art of personalized gifting and the story of Lucas Gift, the invitation stands to join their community and witness the craftsmanship that has touched thousands of lives. As Taha returns to the engraving bench to ensure the company's profitability, he embodies the entrepreneurial spirit of hands-on leadership and resilience. Thank you for tuning in to Startup Stories. If Taha's narrative has sparked your own entrepreneurial flame, take that first step and remember, as Taha says, try your best, but do not stress yourself to the point you give up. Join us next time for another inspiring startup story that could ignite your path to success. Please follow and subscribe to my podcast. Subscribing and following my podcast might seem like a small gesture, but to me, it's a lifeline. It's a bridge that connects us, allowing us to bring more stories, more laughs, and more moments of startup stories into our lives. This simple action, which comes at no cost to you, is invaluable to me. It helps me in ways that are hard to articulate, ensuring that I can continue to create content. See you in the next episode.